Although we all meet at Side Podcast to discuss and watch motor racing, many of the commenters have their own blogs. So we thought it may be interesting to give them an opportunity to talk about blogging and to plug their blog on SidePod Radio. The questions are designed to give the bloggers a framework to discuss their blog, and I'm quite happy for them not to stick rigidly to the questions when answering, but to give us information they think is important. This show is about the bloggers, so the less I say, the better. What is your name and your blog's name?
Hello, my name is Scott Woodwiss, and my blog is called Zero Downforce, and it's at zerodownforce.blogspot.com.
When and why did you start blogging?
I started this blog in about April this year, and I started it because I'd done a blog before, and I was tempted by other people who were doing blogs. I can't remember exactly who it was at the time, but I just fancied having a go at again at doing a blog. I'd done one before, but I'd never really kept it up. And yeah, I started it from there, and just where I am now.
How would you describe your blog?
I would describe my blog as it was just as a blog which did everything motorsport, which is real, virtual, and fantasy. But it's now changed to real because I've moved all the other stuff onto my other blog, which I'll describe at the end. But yeah, it really just is general blog posts about current matters in either Formula One or other forms of motorsport. I haven't done any other motorsport posts as of yet, but I hope I'll get on some of those in the future.
Question 4. How often do you update your blog?
Not as often as I should do. I'll admit that myself. I do find that at times, either I'm too busy to blog if I'm not working, or I just don't feel up to it. But I do go through phases where I will write probably 3 or 4 blog posts or even more in a few days, and then tire of it, then go for a break for maybe a week or so, or however long it might be, and then do a few more blog posts based on current affairs in, well, the Formula One or motorsport. So, yeah, I said, I do try to update it when I can or when I can remember to, but obviously not as often as I should do. But I should, that's probably an aim for me in the future to update my blog more regularly and to write more blog posts.
How do you go about starting an article for your blog, and how do you work from there?
I look at a current news story, or I get an idea from someone. I do ask in the comments here at Side Podcast. Recently, the last article on Zero Downforce, I got people to ask me if there was ideas. Asked for 4 ideas for a blog post, and I took one and went from there. I get the idea in my head of what I want to write, and it just goes from there. And I'm pretty surprised myself how quickly I can write a blog post. If I know exactly what I want to write, and once I start writing a blog post, it will just keep coming from there. And I might use other websites, I might use news stories, things like that to influence it. But at the end of the day, once I get start a blog post and I know exactly what I want to write, and it just starts building up from there, there's no stopping me until I might even make it a really, really long blog post. But I think that on the whole, my last blog post, which was a very long blog post, it took me from getting the idea, I suppose, to actually publishing it, probably took about 10, 15 minutes. And that, in some ways, actually scares me a bit, because, you know, you expect to plan a blog post for quite a bit, it takes you a while, but so seriously, when I get started on the blog post, there is no stopping me if I know exactly what I want to write, and it would just go from there.
Why should I or anyone else read your blog?
People should read my blog because, for me, it's just me blogging of how I see certain situations, how I see certain news stories. It's just pure honesty. You know, I mean, some people might not agree with my views. Some people might do. You know, some people might be impartial. But at the end of the day, all criticism is welcome, both in the constructive and destructive, I suppose. But yeah, it's just me writing what I think and writing what comes into my head. It's not writing for anyone else. It's writing what I would say if someone asked me that question outright in real life. If someone asked me, came up to me and asked the question or asked me about a certain topic, then what I write in my blog post is essentially what I would write, or what I would say rather, in real life. So yeah, it's just me being honest and truthful and about current affairs in motorsport.
Question 7. What have you learned about the sport from blogging, or how has it changed the way you watch F1?
I've learned that in the sport, they need to listen to the fans more, because looking at some of the other blogs on some of the other people on Side Podcasts, they have great opinions, and they have, everyone has a voice. It just, we need to, everyone's voices need to blend together into one, into one voice, and make ourselves heard. And I think that the FIA and FOTA need to actually, they say they're listening, and they have done things to try and make the racing better. But I think really as one, we need to stand up and say, okay, we want you to be heard about and heard, and what we want, we need to, this is what we want, and we want you to go ahead and do it. But obviously, knowing the current state of affairs of the FIA, that's probably never going to happen. Blogging has helped me because it allows me to express my opinions and my feelings about a certain news story, and it helps me to express it because I know there are like-minded people who will want to read it. Or at least I hope they'll want to read it. Obviously, since I discovered Side Podcast, how I look at and how I think about and how I talk about Formula One is majorly different. And obviously, blogging about it helps me express opinions that I probably couldn't express to my normal circle of friends because they don't understand Formula One. So it helps me as a kind of release to, you know, express them on my blog, and it makes me feel good about it.
How do you encourage people to comment on your blog?
I encourage people to comment on my blog by just posting a link and saying, here's a blog post, go ahead and do it. I post a link on Side Podcast, of course, in the comments. I post it also on Facebook, and once or twice when I can, also post it on Twitter as well. But, you know, I don't, but if I'm honest, I won't say I'm disappointed, but, you know, I do sometimes expect one or two more comments than I do get. I mean, it does kind of, I'm sure the other bloggers will agree with me here to some extent, when I say that when you feel you've done a great job on a blog post and you know exactly what you're writing, you've got it just right, and then you look back, say like a week later, or you check back every day and the comment count says zero, it kind of disheartens you a bit because you think, well, I put all that effort in and no one's actually shown appreciation by putting a comment in. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm being ungrateful to anyone who has read my blog but hasn't commented, because obviously anyone who does is much appreciated. But the way you can sort of show how you really appreciate it is just by leaving a comment. If it's just a short sentence, anything's appreciated. So I try to encourage people to look at it as much as possible by posting in various places, also at Facebook and the comments and Twitter. So I try to promote it as much as I can, but obviously maybe there could be more things I could do and post it in other sites.
What would your dream blog post be?
My dream blog post would probably be if I ever got the chance to either drive an F1 car or drive around the big old Nürburgring Nordschleife and just go there and just blog in detail about what it felt like and what the experience was and what my emotions were, how everything looked and sounded, and it was just really give a vivid description of the sequence of events and really try and immerse whoever's reading so it makes them visualize it in their head and makes them gives them a sense of actually feeling like they're there, that it kind of really is a deep bopper and really gets them interested, really makes them think and picture it in their head. And if I could pull up a blog post like that and have people at the end of it read it and go, wow, that was brilliant, then I know that I've achieved a dream blog post, because I like creative writing. That's what I love about blogging as well, because it obviously allows you to express what's in your head. And if I could do something that really did stand out to people and make them go, wow, that is one fantastic blog post, then I know that I'll be satisfied and I'll be truly grateful.
What advice would you give anyone thinking about starting a blog, or anyone who wasn't?
My advice would be to just get an idea and run with it, and say what comes into your head. If you've got an idea, then chase it. And however ridiculous it might be, whatever kind of subject it might be, just go ahead and just write it. Say what you think, you know. Say the first thing that comes to your head. And maybe it might inspire other people to start a blog. I mean, I was inspired by other people, or by just that, by other people having blogs and writing. It kind of inspired me to think, yeah, I want to be on that. I want to be able to freely express my opinions. But blogging's good because if you've got something on your mind and you want to get it off your chest, but you don't really want to have to say it to someone in person, but you still want to express it, blogging's great because you can just write it. Write it up, post it, and you can sit there and think, I've got it off my chest. And it makes you feel better. It's a release. So if you, my advice is to, if you've got an idea, run with it and just do what you can with it and go from there. If you've got a topic which you like, a subject which you like, go for it, research it if need be, and just keep up to date with it and just run with it and track it. So that's my advice to anyone who wants to start a blog or anyone who hasn't got a blog. You know, if they want it, find an idea and run with it.
And final question, is there anything else you want to add?
Okay, last bit here, I will just promote my other blog, which I have, which is a general blog. It's called The World According to Woodwiss, and it's, the web address is woodwiss.wordpress.com. And apart from that, I just want to just to ask to you guys, I would really appreciate it if you just comment any of my blog posts. If you see me post up, put up a link there, I would, you would have no idea how much I would appreciate it if you did just leave a comment, even if just one sentence. All comments are appreciated because that makes me feel, I don't want to sound too cocky or boasting or anything, but it would really make me feel really appreciated, and it makes me feel that people do appreciate. I know people do, but it gives me like a nice feeling inside when you see someone write a comment and it says, that was a really great blog post, you did a great job. That makes me feel good. Also, to wrap up, is just to say thank you to everyone inside podcast, to Christine and Mr. C, and everyone in the comments, because you guys are a great bunch, and without finding you guys, the way I look at F1 would probably be much different. So thank you very much to Side Podcast, and thank you to the community for not only starting me blogging but changing the way I look at F1.